It's never fashionable to be a Christian. Sometimes we give too much credit to the culture, as if the culture was this sort of organized body of well-thought-out kind of principles that coherently attacks our faith and our practice of the faith. It's giving way too much credit to the culture, which doesn't actually exist. There's a whole chaotic cacophony of voices that come at us, and sometimes they're saying we're too strict, sometimes we're not strict enough, sometimes we're too kind to a certain class of people as Christians, sometimes we're not kind enough to a certain class of people as Christians. If you look throughout history, there's not a lot of coherence against the attacks against followers of Jesus Christ. Even Jesus, when he was preaching the gospel, he said, look, John the Baptist came and was this ascetical guy who doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he lives in the desert, and you say, he's crazy. And then I come, and then I do all those things, and you say, you're crazy. So what is it? You pick. Well, the culture doesn't have to pick, because the culture doesn't have any sort of principles to live by. Imagine if we didn't have our Catholic faith to guide us in how we live our life. We just go like flotsam and jetsam on the sea, just carried away by the strongest trends of the day. And the strongest trends of today are not the strongest trends of 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years ago, 500 years ago. Things change all the time. How is it that in 1950 that, I mean, you'd have to search far and wide to find someone who is for gay marriage? No one was for it, atheist, Jew, Christian. And all of a sudden in 2019, it's everyone's for it. You have to be. Well, what changed? Did our principles change? If you don't have principles, yeah, they change. But if we have our faith, that's the bedrock that stays the same. So sometimes we're crazy for this reason for being Christian. Sometimes we're crazy for that reason for being Christian. But for us, all that matters is that we know we're Christian and we know why we're Christian. Followers of Jesus Christ and his teachings actually make sense. They're not just random dictates from on high. They are in accord with our reason. So we can always go deeper, all of you, me included. We can always go deeper in our understanding of the faith so that when we are challenged by other people, we can give reasoned out explanations for why we believe what we believe. We never can be afraid of the truth, and we can never be afraid to be a follower of Jesus Christ.